This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Among the common mistakes that I have seen during the month of Ramadan, that the way we treat kids in masjid during the month of Ramadan. And there's multiple things. Number one, parents, they don't care. They don't teach their kids anything about the etiquette of a masjid. They see their kids making a mess, making damage, screaming, and they just don't care. Mothers or fathers. If your kid's screaming, just cut the salah, if it's tarawih prayer, and go attend your kids. Take care of your kids. If your kids can't behave, cannot stay, especially we pray tarawih very late in the night in many parts of the world, make sure that you don't bring them to tarawih. It's much better not to hurt the other people's, you know, feeling and to disturb the salah than this. You come and you cause a lot of damage, because kids, when they are late and not used to this, they become like zombies in the masjids. So make sure that you take care of that. Also, one of the common mistakes that people become so mean to kids and, you know, scream at them, especially not your kids. You can't be mean. You can even be sometimes reach to physical and start a fight in the masjid. So be careful of these things. Don't let the shaitan, you know, little shaitans, you know, because the big one are chained, the little ones basically get you, or let our attitude get us even during the month of Ramadan. Make sure that you be nice, you make a point, don't get frustrated, don't have a negative energy or a negative atmosphere in the masjid. You don't need to make a negative comment every, oh, these kids making too much noise. You know, let the imam handle it in a nice way, in a very friendly manners, and you can maybe talk in a private manners if this is something keep happening from the same person again and again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us enjoy the month of Ramadan, enjoy our tarawih. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And maybe before I let you go, maybe it's a good idea to have a babysitting and a program for kids to keep them busy.